Connecticut has struggled for years to cut its amount of trash by increasing recycling. It turns out food waste and other organics account for the single biggest category of trash and about a third of the waste stream. The Connecticut Mirror's Jan Ellen Spiegel reports that finding new ways to deal with food waste has been a slow go, but that might be changing.
BLG!
Lunchtime at the Village Store in Bridgewater, Connecticut, and Chef Damian Craig is doing what he generally does. But a big bowl of half-made coleslaw and an onion tell a new story. So you're going to get to the end of that onion, and that is going to go...
into the compost heap.
Since April, instead of dumping the cores of onions, the ends of carrots, or even the paper towel Craig uses to clean them up in the trash, he's been putting them into a small bucket under his workstation.
The baker uses one upstairs. And just before she leaves, she brings her bags down here. We combine them with that. Sometimes we do have to empty them twice a day.
They go into a large barrel out back, and on Friday mornings, its contents get picked up by a trash hauler and taken to New Milford, a few miles away, to be made into compost. Other states and even big cities like San Francisco, New York, and Toronto are doing this, but tiny Bridgewater is Connecticut's first residential curbside food waste pickup program. It covers all food, not just the fruits and veggies in backyard compost piles. It's a six-month pilot, the brainchild of Jen Iannucci. She's the director of the Housatonic Resources Recovery Authority that oversees trash and recycling for 11 communities, including Bridgewater. She got to thinking that if Connecticut is going to reach its goal of 60% recycling by 2024, the state would have to do something about food waste.
And it just sort of clicked. This is like the perfect situation to have a pilot program.
Only about 10% of Bridgewater's 1,100 households, plus a few small businesses like the Village Store, are participating.
I know that 120 homes is not enough to keep it viable. It is disappointing that I don't have more.
Even so, 3 months into the project, more than 5 tons of food waste had been hauled off for composting at New Milford Farms, where, truth be told, it doesn't exactly smell wonderful.
Well, this is basically where they dump the food. It looks like we have a couple of coconuts and cabbage heads.
That's Joyce Bieber. She's the facility administrator.
The material that's coming in has been very clean, very little contamination.
That means no plastic wrapping or rubber bands. Even so, a pile of compost in the next far less smelly barn is still dotted with those little stickers that go on produce.
And that's the last thing that we've just got to figure out how to get that out as a contaminant.
It's only one of many problems a program like Bridgewater's will have to become permanent or to be duplicated in other cities and towns in Connecticut. For starters, there's the money thing. For the pilot project, folks using the service don't pay extra because New Milford Farms and trash hauler All American Waste are doing it as freebies. That's not exactly sustainable, but All American's Director of Operations, Eric Fredrickson, says it's worth it temporarily, even with $1,000 a month he figures he's losing.
To dedicate some resources to a pilot program out there seemed like a pretty good way to test how's it going to work.
Fredrickson says an equally big problem is what to do with the food waste. Right now, there are only 3 compost facilities in the state. Aside from New Milford, there's a small one in Danbury and another in Ellington, all far from where most of Connecticut's food waste is generated.
To try to move tons of material to the other side of the state is a very expensive thing and quite frankly, not a very environmentally friendly thing either.
Help may be on the way in the form of something called an anaerobic digester. It can take food waste and turn it into electricity. 3 years after Connecticut started a program to build some, 4 are finally in the approval process. All are more centrally located. All the activity around recycling food waste is making Department of Energy and Environmental Protection Commissioner Rob Klee very happy.
It's still in the early stages, but we're seeing exactly what we had hoped for, that when the infrastructure is there, towns will start taking advantage of it, and we're going to try to find ways to market, promote, and educate to get more towns excited and involved.
Which is why all eyes are on tiny Bridgewater. Jen Iannucci says by separating out food waste for the pilot program, her own family of 6 has cut its trash from a bag a day to a bag a week. But she has concerns about a future in which people will have to start paying for the service.
I am afraid that it will just have been a pilot program that was this great thing that no longer exists.
But over at the Village Store, manager Greg Bollard is optimistic.
I don't think if they had to pay an extra few dollars per month, it would dissuade them one or the other. This is not difficult. doesn't have to be a huge budget item, and it's just a matter of people investing and doing the right thing. So let's do it.
He plans to expand his food waste bins from just the kitchen to the trash his restaurant customers throw out too. Jan Allen Spiegel, WSHU News.